get into. Oh my gosh, I didn't even turn on the mic.
I know, I just tripped.
It's okay, what were we doing? It's fine.
You know what? No.
I just let her flow.
No, it's okay. Okay.
I'm good. All
right. So hopefully you guys can hear me now. Because it'd be nice if you guys can hear what I'm saying. Anyways, should I check?
Do you want to redo it? With the mic.
Let me see. Let me check really quick. Hold on.
Yeah, because I think I wasn't even looking in the
Now we're let's good. Begin. But yes, okay, so this is Tatiana, my good friend. The Lord Jesus Christ has crossed our paths very recently, and yes. I already feel like I've known her my entire life. So.
Oh my gosh, kindred spirits.
God is just so, so good, and we're gonna just trust the Holy Spirit to take over this podcast episode. And yeah, we're gonna be talking about, so if you listen to the last couple episodes, we talked about spiritual warfare and the effects of sin. So we're gonna be kind of continuously going on with that, just following the flow of the Holy Spirit and the leading of the Holy Spirit. So yeah, before we do that, I want to go ahead and let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just come before you, God, very humbly, and we just thank you for this day, Lord, as this is a day that you have made. I just pray, Lord, that you would just be with us in this podcast, Lord. We know that where two or more are gathered in your name, Lord Jesus, that you are there in the midst of us, Lord God. So we just thank you for your eternal presence that is here with us right now, Lord God, as we speak, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would decrease our flesh and increase in your spirit, Lord God, and just let it be all of you, Holy Spirit. Let it be none of us and all of you, Lord Jesus. May we become blessed and that you become more. And I just pray that you would have your way with this episode and just with this podcast, and that this is your podcast, this is your platform, Lord Jesus, for your word and your truth. And so I just pray that you would use Tatiana and I to just be vessels for you, Lord God, that we would just be a mouthpiece for you, Lord Jesus, and that you would just speak to us directly to your people and all of those who are across this screen who need to hear from you, Lord God, and those who are seeking understanding in their current season, and those who are battling different spiritual warfare and whatever it is that they are facing, whatever season of adversity they may be in. I just pray that you would use us to encourage those who your children who are across the screen listening, Lord Jesus. But I'm so excited to see all that you're going to do, Lord God. We know that you who call us are faithful, and you're faithful to do it, Lord Jesus. And so we know that it's by your strength that this is going to be done, Lord God. And so we just thank you for this opportunity that you are even using us for your kingdom, to build your kingdom, and that you are teaching us and guiding you and ultimately conforming us to become more like you. So I thank you for all that you do and all that you're going to do. I thank you in advance for. But we love you, Lord. And we pray all of these things in your precious, precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Yeah, let's get into it. So previously on the last episodes that I talked about, whether you guys listened or not, you can always go back and listen to it later. But we talked about the effects of sin and how the sin affects us, right? And so I kind of want to go based off of that. So with an understanding that sin causes effects for us, not just physically, but spiritually, right? Sin, for the wages of sin is death. So we know that sin separates us spiritually and eternally from God. And so it just gives us all the more awe and reverence and just respect for the Lord Jesus Christ, who came down and did what we couldn't do. He was obedient to the point of death, ultimately, so that he would reconcile us back to him, that we would have a relationship with him. And so I just think it's super beautiful, and I think that it's important to understand that the warfare that was behind it. So when we look at like the story of like Genesis, and we see like Adam and Eve and how they were tempted, Eve was tempted before sin even came, it's just interesting to see that the battle was there even before they had sinned. So there's spiritual warfare that leads up to sin, as well as the effects of sin afterwards.
Yeah, the consequences
for
Adam and Eve.
Right, absolutely. So we're in a constant battle, and it was shown in the beginning of time, even before sin was even born. There was already a warfare, and there was a battle that was taken place that was already there. So it's crazy that there's even spiritual warfare that is leading up to the sin before we even do it, right? And so it's very important to be aware of the spiritual warfare and the different signs, and have discernment of what that looks like, so that ultimately we are strengthened and that we are equipped in the spirit, so that way we are able to refuse the enemy and his plots and his plans and schemes against us, because when we're able to discern that, then we're able to, you know, see the signs of the warfare leading up to the sin, that we would be able to turn away and, you know, and turn to God before we fall into sin.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a lot of it is like staying prepared, staying ready. The enemy attacks your weaknesses. And so I think looking at your life and where your weak spots are, that's what he's going to get at. And so if you know that, then you can fight and guard against it and like wage war on those things.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about it. So the effects of sin. So I definitely have like a few like testimonies and like examples of like my leading for myself when I've fallen short and when I've gone against God and when I've sinned. And we've all had a season where we've stepped out of God's word, which is ultimately for our protection. And when we step outside of his protection, there are consequences for that, which is sin, which is being disobedient is sin. And so there's been times, and you know, I think this is something that all Christians and just everybody in general, as we are all in sin, that we can relate to, where there's been something where we have turned away from the guidance of God and the protection of God and ultimately have suffered the consequences of that. So yeah, if you want to think of like,
and I want to preface this too, just because if anyone watching is like me and you have anxiety, I just want to preface this with, God's grace is sufficient for you, and he already knew that you would mess up, and he already knew what sins you would commit in your whole lifetime, and he loves you so much, and he doesn't. When you repent from your sin, he washes you white as snow. He forgets the past and he loves you. And even if you're living in sin right now, I just want to encourage you that he encourages you to come as you are. He loves you right now where you're at with what you're doing. And he loves you so much that he wants to rescue you from that sin.
Yes.
So I don't want you to hear our words as judgment, as fear. It's more of a healthy warning, but also such a comforting word that we can fight against spiritual warfare, that we can fight against the attacks of the enemy and against sin, that you're not powerless in it. I just don't want this to cause anxiety. If you're prone to it, just know that everything that is said is with so much love in the heart of Jesus that loves you.
Amen. Yeah. That's so, so true. Thank you for saying that. I think it's very important. I think one thing that's a tactic of the enemy within itself is a lot of times the enemy will tell us, you know, you did this, you did that. He'll bring up those things from our past and the moments that we fell short, because he wants to instill a spirit of anxiety within us, or stir up fear. And there's condemning and all those different things.
Shame.
And then we're never, it's actually a weapon that he will use to hinder us and to keep us from growing in our walk with God.
Right.
You know, if the Lord already paved the way, you know, and this isn't to say that we make a practice out of sinning, but if the Lord already has forgiven us, then he has given us the grace that we would be able to grow, right? Hence the name of this podcast, Growing in Grace.
Yeah.
We would be able to grow because of the grace of God, that we're not going to be kept in that same thought of shame and guilt. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ came and he died, that we wouldn't remain in those things.
Yeah.
So absolutely, if there's something that you guys are struggling with, you know, it's just to bring awareness to it. Actually, the word of God is to bring comfort to you in the certain things that you're battling, that the enemy is trying to actually shame you for.
Thank
you for saying that. It's extremely important.
There's comfort in the truth that challenges you.
Yes.
If you're hearing it as shame, that's not the Lord's heart. And I just want to make that so clear.
Absolutely.
Truth does pierce through, right? And it can sting, but it's full of love. It's covered and drenched in his love for you.
Yes.
And so if any of you have any, you know, spiritual trauma, church trauma, things like that, I just want to make it clear that when we speak truth, it's out of love and Jesus's heart for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think that those who are truly walking with the Lord, you know, we've allowed the Lord to refine us and shape us, where we start to see God's grace towards us. And, you know, we start to see how we've fallen short. And so we're able to extend the same grace to other people, where, you know, if somebody is battling with some, with a certain sin or temptation, those who are truly walking with Christ, they're going to have an understanding of that. And they're going to have an understanding where, you know, the Lord didn't come to condemn, and therefore we're also not going to condemn. You know, I think there's also like a difference between judging righteously and what judging is. I think a lot of the times the world actually will take judging as like a bad thing. Like there's like a negative connotation behind it. I think that the word of God is to convict, to make so that we can allow the Holy Spirit to change, do the change within us, mm-hmm. that we would actually not be judged.
Yeah, it's like a freedom. I think when you read something or hear something that feels convicting to the Spirit, you have a choice, right? You have a choice whether you're going to allow it to cause fear, shame, yes. anxiety,
yes.
Or even rebellion and turn away from the Lord, or you can feel it and allow it to bring you closer in intimacy with Jesus, Amen. Right? So you can take it and come broken, right, with a contrite heart and spirit to Jesus and lay it at his feet and say, I feel so broken mm-hmm. over this. I feel shame. I feel temptation. I feel anger, whatever it is that you're feeling. And the Lord can break through those emotions, right? But we have to bring it to him. If we don't bring it to him and we allow the anxiety, the fear, whatever it is, to grow, the Lord is not going to be able to do that transformational work yes. in you.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's very yeah. true. I think yeah. there's a lot of strength in our weakness. And so when we're coming to the Lord with humility and, you know, Lord, I cannot do this. I'm struggling and battling with this. Lord, mm-hmm. I need you to make a way out of no way. I think that's when the Lord is glorified and when yeah. his strength is shown. So when we're humble and we actually come to God as we are, right, mm-hmm. not coming to God perfect, but coming to God as we are in all of our sins and in the battle that we're currently in, this is when actually the Lord is glorified, because he's the one that will part the Red Sea within our lives. And he's the yeah. one that will make a way out of no way, that we would be able to live a life outside of sin, mm-hmm. that he would make a way outside of that sin.
Yeah.
I feel led to talk about it, but, when I first encountered the Lord and started walking with him, I was extremely deep in the world, and this isn't a episode about my testimony. I'll hopefully in the Lord's timing, talk about that one day, when the Lord gives me strength for it. So I'm not crying on here like a baby, but, I when I had an encounter with the Lord, I literally watched him make a way out of no way. I was very much in the world. Every single area of my life was surrounded by sin, like every single area. When I was going out to the clubs, partying, drinking, doing all these different things that were not of God and that was harming only myself, all of these different things, I started to see the Lord remove and strip from my life that I would be able to walk with him when I started, you know, the moment that I repented and came into an encounter with him. So it really is, you know, the word of God is active and it's living and it's continuously happening. Like, we're not hearing just of these stories and things that were a one-time thing, and no, the word of God is eternal. And so there's like spiritual truths that are still taking place.
Yes. And it's so beautiful because when you hear the truth of God's word, we have a third party in our podcast.
She's like, all right, my turn.
What do you want to say, honey?
Right.
Okay. Truth is freedom. You know, I think it can actually be so relieving to read a convicting truth and hear the word of God. Because when you hear it and you bring it to Jesus, he sets you free.
Amen.
When he sets you free, a weight is lifted off, right? So I just want to encourage you guys that that is what the word of God can do. That's what the Lord's presence can do to your relationship with him. It's freedom. It's peace.
Yes.
It's comfort. It's a sound mind. It's joy.
It really is.
And so I just want to encourage you, you know, this isn't to shame anyone. It's to set you free.
Amen. That is so true. Thank you for saying that. Amen. I guess let's rewind and go back to the effects of sin and just how that affects us. In the last episode I was talking about how the effects of sin, how in order to know our God-given purposes and the plans that God has for our life, we have to have God. We have to be connected to God in order to be guided by God, in order to know the things of God, the things of the Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit, right?
Yeah.
And so when we sin, it doesn't only, separate us from God, right? Sin is what separated us from God ultimately, but the Lord obviously made a way that we would be reconciled back to him. But it also was a way that, you know, the effect of sin there was that we would have never known what our purpose was in God. We would have never known the things that God has for us and the abundant life that God has for us, had not Jesus come and, you know, did what we couldn't do, which was be obedient and do what we couldn't do, that we would be able to receive the blessings, right? There's blessings for obedience. If you read, I think it's Deuteronomy 28, that there are blessings for your obedience. So when we're obedient, there's an order in which things will happen, that the Lord will give us these blessings and the promises and everything that we are wanting and asking the Lord for. And there are, you know, and if we are not obedient to the things that, that God is calling us to do, there will be a delay there before we get it. You know, there's no longer a death where we're not going to receive it ever again, because Jesus was obedient and he paved the way for us to have a more abundant life and receive the things that God has for us. But we can still be delayed even when we're sitting. So it's crazy, because sin, although we've been freed from it, right? And those who are walking with Christ, we are free, right? There is nothing that can separate us from God anymore, not even sin, right? Because sin and death was defeated because of the Spirit of God. But sin is still a very real battle for Christians also.
And there's consequences.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, when we're disobedient, we have to face the consequences just like anybody else. You know, there are things that we will even delay and hinder ourselves from the things that God wants to give us so badly,
right?
Because there's an order in which things have to happen. And I think a lot of the times too is God isn't going to give us something that we're not going to be able to steward over and be able to protect. And ultimately, when we're being obedient, this is where the protection is. So God isn't going to give us something with a heart and a mindset of, let me be continuously disobeying God. And so there's always an order in which things happens, even for Christians.
Yeah.
But there are big effects of sin.
Yeah. That reminds me too, just of, you know, Adam and Eve and how, you know, the Lord wanted them to live in this beautiful garden, right? Where there was no sin. There was only perfection, joy, like they were at peace, right? But when they chose to sin and rebel against Jesus, there was consequences to that. And that didn't mean that the Lord didn't love them anymore or left them or forsaked them. He actually provided still. He provided work for them. He provided, right, clothes for them to cover themselves so that they didn't feel shame from being naked. But they still lived with the consequences of what they did. They had to toil, right? They had to labor for their food. That wasn't the Lord's original design, and that broke his heart. And I think that's important too, is like when there's consequences to sin, that's not Jesus's heart, like wanting cruelty, you know, being cruel over your life, or, you know, being a villain in any way or rejoicing in your suffering. It's more like his discipline and his correction leads us to repentance, right? Like that softens our hearts, and he does it as a form of love to us, right? He allows consequences. Otherwise we wouldn't learn. We're his children, and that's how he teaches us.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's a good point too. I feel like, you know, even the example of like having our parents, when they discipline their children, it's out of love, because we know that, you know, certain consequences, like, you know, they our parents, they know the effects of sin in itself and the effects of not listening to them and disobeying them. So in the same way with our Heavenly Father, he will allow us to exercise free will, right? He gives us that freedom. But he also warns us of the effects before that happens, you know? So there's a lot of things, like the Word of God is protection. And like, I feel like one of the big ones that there's so many different ones, but I feel like one of the big ones that I feel also led to talk about is sexual sin. There's a big, you know, there's a lot of different effects, to being sexual sin.
That's a big one. Like we could do a whole episode on that.
I was like, let me just pause for a second, because I'm like, wow.
There's like so many directions we could go into. And really, I'll give an example though, in full vulnerability. I pray that this testimony blesses someone out there. I got really sick earlier this year in the month of March, and this year has been such a refining, just new wineskin season for me. The Lord has stripped me of so much of my past and is writing a new story. With that comes a lot of pain, a lot of grief. And so earlier this month, I was truly grieving, truly in the depths of just lament and depression, and I got sick. And if any of y'all live alone and you're sick, it really, really sucks. Like it sucks, like fever, the whole thing. You have to care for yourself, right? And when you feel isolated, the enemy tries to prey on that, right? So when you're sick, you're contagious, you can't see people, you're stuck, you live alone. It's like the splendor recipe for for sin, to be completely and transparent with you guys. And so I was kind of in a place of just feeling disappointment over what my life looked like and feeling like the Lord had failed me with what I thought he was doing in my life versus what my life looked like in March. And I think setting my eyes on all that I had lost instead of what he was doing. And it's very real. Emotions are real. And the Lord doesn't condemn us for what we feel. However, we have a choice what we do with what we feel. Mm. And that is where I went wrong. And so I was sick. I was vulnerable. I was isolated. And I did give into some sexual sin on my own in this apartment. Mm. And, you know, it's one of those things where you never feel like you'll ever do something or go there, right? Yeah. But the enemy, you know, he doesn't have authority over the Lord, but he does have influence over our lives if we let him.
Absolutely.
And if we set the stage for him, right?
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, so I gave into that. And I felt absolutely horrible after I did, knowing what I had done. However, the shame then crept up, right? And pulled me even further away from Jesus. At that point, I was mad at God for what my life looked like. I felt shame knowing I did wrong. I was avoiding God. Maybe about a week later, I was finally recovering and I was washing the dishes and my spirit was just so heavy. And all of a sudden, I think I was playing secular music in the kitchen and a worship song came on. Mm-hmm. And the lyrics to this worship song were about coming back home to Jesus, wow. Coming back home.
Wow.
And as much as I wanted to ignore that the Lord was speaking to me, I could not deny wow. that he was speaking to me in that moment. And he was telling me, daughter, come home.
Wow.
I know what you've done.
Yeah.
I know that you're sick. I know that you're grieving. I know that you're in pain. This is a hard year for you, but come home. I don't care what you've done. Just come back, right? Like the right. prodigal son, like
right.
just come back to me right. and I'll heal you back up. I'm getting shivers even just as I yeah. talk, because Jesus is so good. And
so good.
Even if we've done the worst things, you guys, and I think sexual sin has such a way of making you feel like you've done the worst thing.
Yes, absolutely.
But the truth is the Lord sees that and he still pursues you. He still
absolutely.
Loves you, right? I cried. I stopped washing the dishes. I came back to Jesus. I played that song on my TV and I just worshiped him and I thanked him, right? And that drew me back into his presence. The wow. Lord, he doesn't want to leave you where you are in your sin. He goes back for you, right? He goes
absolutely.
Back for the one sheep, right? And
absolutely.
Leaves the 99 because
absolutely.
He cares about the one sheep. So that's just a little story of how
wow.
you know, temptation is real.
Yeah.
Sexual sin is real.
Yeah.
But we have power through Jesus over that.
Amen.
That is not a diagnosis over you. It is not your
Amen.
Identity.
Amen.
It's a moment and he forgives you.
Amen. And you know what? I think that's really beautiful too, to even see what the Lord does. See, the Lord even, he will allow us to exercise free will ultimately so that we can also learn from our past mistakes.
Yes.
You know, it's not to condemn us, but it's to also teach us. So it's beautiful
yeah.
to see that even when we do sin and we do fall short and we mess up, right? It's beautiful to see that the Lord still desires us and he desires
yes.
a relationship with us and he desires to comfort us. He's
yes.
like, you know, he doesn't even want us to go through it alone, even when we
no.
go against him.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so beautiful. It really is. Like
yeah.
God is just so, so good.
There's no and love like it.
There really
truly.
Is. There really is. There really is not. And it's like, it's crazy because when we're trying to actually hide, because you know sin
mm-hmm.
because of sin there's shame, and that's when we hide, like just like Adam and Eve, like
yes,
you were saying, they hid from God.
Yes.
So it's crazy how when
yeah.
we sin, most people they don't want to hear about mm-hmm. God's word. They don't want to hear about that they did something wrong, right? That's affecting their relationship with God. But God
yeah.
is like, no, like come to me, give it to me, leave it at the feet of Jesus. And the Lord is the one that in our weakness, once again, his strength is shown. So he's the one
yes.
that's going to make a way out of it.
Yes.
You know, it's never our own doing.
No.
It's in,
no.
in the flesh. There is nothing that we can ever do to, you know, come to
mm.
God. So it's truly, it's even when
yeah.
we're falling short,
yeah.
it's a huge testimony of just, it's God's hold on you.
Yeah. It
it's,
was his spirit that drew me back
really
to
is.
Him. It wasn't even me. I didn't do anything. It was his spirit,
yeah.
right? I made a choice to surrender to it, but it's his spirit drew
right.
me back.
Right.
And that's the kind of power that the Lord has, right? And I just want that to be so comforting for you, right? No matter
yes.
where you're at,
yeah.
his spirit can draw you back. That is the beauty and the gift of accepting Jesus in
Amen.
Your heart and being a true follower
Amen.
Of Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.
God is so good.
Amen.
He's the one that really holds on to us. He's the one that holds on to us.
It's crazy. It boggles my mind.
It's crazy. It's crazy when you actually submit to God too, and you're finally like, okay, God, like I surrender, and I'm going to leave it to you. Mm-hmm. The moment that you do that, there is so much power in that, because you actually give the Lord full control to make a way out of whatever situation that you were in. He makes a way out of no way. This is when he's glorified. Mm-hmm. His power is really shown in our weakness. Amen. So it's beautiful that even when we sin, you know, I don't want to say that it's okay to sin in all means, but you know, even when you look at sin through the eyes of God, God is glorified in it. So it's like, you know what, Lord, forever keep me weak, forever, you know, just you get the glory out of every single thing. Like whatever I do that to mess up, to delay myself or hurt myself or whatever effects that I suffer, God, use it for good and use it for you to glorify
you. I feel like that verse is so comforting to anyone with anxiety, that like, His power is made perfect in our weakness. I want to read it. I don't even know where it is.
Yeah.
Pause.
I know, right? I don't know where it is. It's crazy, because this year, it was my New Year's resolution, and I haven't stuck to it at all. But I wanted to like start memorizing scripture and like actually like knowing and pinpointing where it's at. Like, so I could just open up and be like,
yes, exactly.
Bam, like it's right there. But it has not gone that way at all.
That's okay, girl.
For me this year, so...
Okay.
Yes, but that is such a good one. I love that verse.
Wow. We're going to cut that out.
Who's outside?
Okay. I just want to read this over you guys. You might have heard this verse so many times before, but I want you to like really soak it in just with what we've been talking about. And no matter what sin that you're in, you could have done it literally today. Like, I just want you to rest in this truth. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
Yes.
Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
Oh my gosh. No, honestly, no, that one is so, so good.
Oh my gosh.
That is so, so good.
You and guys.
It's so true. Like, God is just the center of all things. Mm-hmm. So like everything else is vanity. Like honestly, nothing else matters except for the Lord Jesus Christ. So even when we sin, it's just like, Lord, use us for your good, because there is no good. There is no good. There is no one good. There's no one righteous. Yeah. I'm not good. The sin that I fall into, like all of these different things, like this world is passing away, Lord. Just get the glory. Just get the glory out of my life. Like use this for good. You know, it's just like, it's so, so true.
And I want you guys to break down this verse. Like, it's literally saying his grace, right? We don't deserve it. His grace is enough, sufficient for you. His power is made perfect. Like, that literally means that, like, our weaknesses, where we lack, right? Whatever you're wrestling with, if your heart is like, Jesus, I don't want to live like this anymore, but I am struggling. Amen. I keep doing it. That's your weakness, right? He's literally saying that his power is perfected. It means it's made better,
right?
The best.
Absolutely.
His power, his perfect power, is made perfect in that struggle.
Wow.
Like, I just want that to be like a soothing balm to your soul, that he sees your heart. He sees that you're trying. He sees that you're trying to surrender and give your struggles to him. Well, it's literally, the word literally says that his power is made perfect in your weakness. Mm-hmm. Therefore, because of that, you can boast all the more gladly about your weakness. That means there's no shame.
Amen.
That means we know we live in a fallen world. There is sin, and it's not an excuse to sin, but it's going to happen until we're in heaven and there is perfection.
Amen.
So that Christ's power may rest on me, so that his power, his transformation, comes over you.
Yes.
That means that he gives you victory through you boasting in your weakness because of him. So this sets you free. This truth right here sets you free.
It just shows about surrender too. Like just surrender to God, and that there's your victory. Like there it is.
Amen.
The victory is in Christ.
Amen.
It's not in us.
Yeah.
So it's just in your surrender alone with anything that you're battling, any sin, any effects of sin that you're even dealing with.
Yeah.
The moment that you surrender to God, that's where the victory is. Okay.
Mm, amen.
So that is, that is just so beautiful. And that verse is just so powerful.
Yeah.
So, so powerful.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing.
Amen. Amen.
God is so good.
Yeah.
God is so good.
Right, Florence?
It's so true, though, too. Mm-hmm. Like, every single time I'm battling with something, I'm like, okay, Lord, I can't do it. And it really is so humbling, too, to see that, like, there's certain things that we struggle with. And, you know, it just shows how the things that are impossible with man are possible for God. God is really able to do all things.
Yeah.
There is no limits. You cannot put God in a box. He is just able. He just is.
There's another verse I feel called to say. Sorry, y'all. Yes, not sorry.
No. Right. Sorry, not sorry. Just be patient. Yeah. Exercise patience. It's a fruit of the spirit.
Yeah. Wait, I'm blinking. Hold on. What's that verse that's like neither depth nor
Romans yeah. 1. I know this. I'm learning this. Romans 1 something.
Okay. Hey, it's a start. Okay, nothing can separate us.
No rulers, no powers, no principalities, nor life, nor death.
Yes.
Can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
Yes, our Lord.
It's something like that.
It's such a rich verse.
It really is. That verse, honestly. Yeah. Honestly, it's so crazy that you bring that up because really? that verse makes me emotional.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. There's been so many times where, and the Lord, as my witness, knows that there's been so many times where I have fallen short and I have brought it to God and just in tears were like, Lord, like, you know my heart and you know I desire to be obedient in this way, but I just was not able to. And it really is because the flesh does also delay us. Like even when we have a heart to follow God and to be obedient, the flesh it's a real battle that the flesh is dead. It's like there's a verse also that talks about I think it's Paul where he talks about like this flesh keeps me from doing the things that I want to do. I do the things that I don't want to do. Like it's very real thing.
And Paul did missions. Paul was like such an example of the Christian faith. And he struggled with that. He said that.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, the Lord definitely knows that this verse, the Lord has spoken to me through this verse in times where I felt like, Lord, like, you know, my heart was all in it, but I just wasn't able to do it. And, you know, the Lord knows that. And he's comforted me with this verse so many times. So it really does make me emotional. It has a soft spot in my heart because of God.
All right, y'all, you ready for this? Okay. Romans
8:35-39. Okay, I was wrong chapter.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Yeah, that one definitely has a soft spot.
Listen, they got specific. They listed like everything you could possibly think of that you feel like could separate you from Jesus. Nothing can.
Yeah.
Ugh, amazing.
God is just so, so good.
He's so good. That means at any given time, you can just come back to him. If you haven't prayed in a week, guess what? I'm right there with you. Come back to Jesus. Yeah. Lord, I'm sorry. I want you. Here I am. I surrender to you. Would you draw near to me as I draw near to you? It's as simple as that. That is a prayer. The Lord hears you. Guess what? There's no divide.
Amen.
No divide.
Amen.
Yeah.
God is so good.
Amen.
It's so beautiful. It really is so comforting too. It really is.
Yeah.
I think to see that, you know, the Lord has literally paved the way out of all things. Like it doesn't matter what you do, like the love of Christ is there. It just shows you that in itself, that even the sins that you have, you know, committed in the past or even the effects that you're currently dealing with now, if some of us are dealing with anxiety, depression, some of us are dealing just with it, the battle is constant and it's a very real thing. And it just shows that God just has dismissed all of it. Like the Lord has turned away from it. Like he has made a way that we would forever be able to walk with him eternally. And so like, he's not going to pay attention to all of those things, you know?
Yeah. And the best part is there's no expiration date. Like there's no like, okay, you get five strikes. Like it, you know, and again, I just, you know, this is not an excuse to sin.
Yes.
Or to prepare to sin, right? Our goal should always be towards holiness, towards Amen. Being more like Jesus. Amen. But because he knows us and he knows everything and he's all knowing, you know, no matter how many times we mess up on that one thing, you know, he always still wants you back. There's no time limit. You know, there's no, there's no, okay, this many times and then you're out, you're done. The grace is over. Right. Thank you, horrible. Jesus. Right. Because we deserve that. And, right. and we're so undeserving. Like his grace truly, that's why people talk so much about not abusing it. Right? Because it's just so good. It's such a gift. It's the best right. gift you could ever think of. No human on earth could ever give you that kind of grace.
Right. Absolutely. Right? And there's even another verse. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly where it is, but it says, you know, no one born of God is able to make a practice out of sinning. And it's because God's spirit dwells within you. So that's another thing that I want to preface and just put out there. Is that when we are, you know, walking with the Lord, we don't make a practice out of sinning. So this is yes. also one way to discern and to, you know, we have to test the spirit within ourselves as well. Am I walking with the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. or am I not? And you know, yeah. if we are making a practice out of sinning, then this is something that, you know, I think should be brought to light, that we would be able to, you know, turn from our ways and come into relationship mm-hmm. with the Lord. But when we are walking with the Lord, you know, you don't make a practice out of sinning, and it's because you literally can't, because the Holy mm-hmm. Spirit of God has a hold on you, and he's the one that refrains you from sinning. He's the one that leads you to walk in righteousness, right? It's mm-hmm. it's by his strength. It's never by our strength. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a very real thing. You know, the mm-hmm. Lord does give us grace.
Yeah.
But we are supposed to also walk in righteousness. When we're walking and we're following Jesus, you are literally following mm-hmm. him. You know, yeah. I always like to picture it and explain it. Like if Jesus is walking down a narrow path, we are on yeah. the same path. Mm-hmm. You know, our path is going to be the exact same.
Yeah.
As far as spiritual truths, like you're going to see the fruit of the Spirit in your life. There will be evidence of your walk with Christ in your life. That's, yeah. that's a huge thing.
You can't help it. It'll happen naturally right. when you're walking with Jesus, right? Like it'll show.
It's going to show.
It will show.
Like
yeah. you don't have to try. It's not your own doing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right. 100%. 100%. It's never your own doing. And that's yeah. why it's so, I feel like it's so hard for Christians. A lot of the times I think, you know, a lot of Christians have the battle with people thinking that the Christians are looked at as, oh, you're so holy and righteous. And in reality, it's none of us, and it's all of God. It's just the fruit of God in our lives. And the only thing yeah. was that, you know, we repented when the Lord led us to, right? Yeah. Many are called, few are chosen. So I feel like even when the Lord is calling us, not everybody is answering the call. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're the Lord is ultimately trying to reach every single one of us. And it's just it's up to us whether we want to walk with him or we want to turn away. So yeah, I just kind of wanted to point yeah. that out.
Yeah. But, and it's his love that lets us choose if we want to obey him or not. He could have made us all robots to choose him, right?
Yes.
But that's not the kind of God he is. Absolutely. He gives us a choice, right? Because he wants your heart.
Absolutely. So, yeah. He allows us to exercise free will.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, actually. Yeah, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah.
So I believe that there's free will, but to a certain extent, I believe that the Lord will close in on us at some point because he wants us to make the right decision, that he will not force us, but guide us and lead us to make a righteous decision. I just kind of want to know your thoughts on that. Like I've been thinking about it a lot lately because I kind of just had Jonah in the back of my mind with Jonah who was being led by God. The yeah. Lord allowed him to exercise disobedience
yeah.
and to go astray, but then right. the Lord literally closed in on him literally with a whale or with a right. giant fish that he would make the right decision.
That's such an interesting question that I don't think about often. It's like, right, we have free – I'm just going to process this.
Yeah.
Free will. Right. Like he gives us a choice, right? But then at the end of the day, he's all knowing. So he knows the ending, right? So he knows what's going to happen. He knows if we're going to choose him or not.
Yeah.
Right? So some would say, is that him actually giving us free will?
Right.
Or is that him – lack of a better word, like controlling – not controlling, but like
– yes.
Is that him – you know, still choosing what happens.
Right.
Right?
It's crazy.
It really
leads into like the whole predestination thing. Like yes. the further you go deeper into it, we're not going to go there. But
yeah.
But it is interesting. And I always like wonder what people's thoughts are on that.
I think I do believe he gives us free will. He just knows what's going to happen. So he knows the ending, right? So like he knows whether I'm going to continue walking faithfully with him or if I'm going to rebel in my life.
Absolutely.
So it's like I do have the freedom to choose, but at the end of the day, he knows what's going to happen. I guess I lean more towards the belief that he's not orchestrating a specific – my heart to do something specific.
Okay.
He's still letting me choose him.
Okay.
He just knows what I will choose.
Yeah.
Where do you lean more towards?
Yeah. That's definitely – I definitely have I think I've definitely – the Lord has shown me how much control he actually has.
Mm-hmm.
And just like little things. There's been times where I've been praying about something in my mind and then the Lord just answers me right then and there within like a split second where I just wasn't expecting it at all.
Yeah.
So I think I think the Lord obviously – I believe that the Lord allows us to exercise free will like 100%. I've seen it within myself that I am free whether I want to go against him or not.
Yeah.
I do have the what's the word? I guess like the assurance of my salvation though.
Right.
So like, although like, you know, I am exercising, you know, free will because the Lord allows me to, I do believe like we are marked by the Holy Spirit. So when you're truly like marked, you are saved.
Yeah.
So I will say that, but I also will say that I do believe that the Lord does close in on us. I believe he really does. You know, I think like the Lord, even when things look like they're a mess, like leading up to my encounter with the Lord when I was saved, which again, I'll talk about another time, but he allowed all of those things to happen and me to fall so deep in the pit, so deep that there is no way but seeking him.
Right.
So it's really like he even uses sin to encounter him.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I do believe like, the Lord is in control even of sin, where it's like, even if I choose to go away and go astray, just like he left the 99 for the one, he will allow you go astray. You're going to go and you're going to go so far deep into sin. Fine, go ahead. I'm going to allow you to, because ultimately I'm going to allow those the effects to happen to you that you would turn and come back to me because you'll realize there's no way out of sin but through Jesus Christ. It's like when you fall so deep, there's no way out but by seeking the Lord.
Right.
So I really do believe like even in that sense that the Lord will close in on us in different ways that, you know, maybe not necessarily us being swallowed up by a fish.
Yeah.
But he absolutely will close in on us and he will use our sin to do that, which shows his sovereignty that even the decisions that we make, he still uses it to bring us back to him. So it's crazy.
It's crazy to think about.
It's a crazy mind-blowing thing.
It is.
But that's really like the Lord is sovereignly in control over all things.
Yeah.
So it's also like it is a comfort. It's kind of scary. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Like I think like I have like an awe and a reverence for the power of God and, and how you know he is also he is in control of everything.
Right.
So it's amazing. It also serves though as a comfort to me that, you know, when I do fall short and when I do fall and when I do go astray, the Lord's got me. Mm-hmm. The Lord's got me because I know I have I'm following the Lord. I know that I have submitted to the Lord. So,
right. And I think that's the mark of a true believer, right? And so like if you do walk away and never come back, right, then it begs the question, were you really saved?
Absolutely.
Because if you're truly saved, there will be a coming back home. It's not a question, right?
Yes.
And so,
yeah,
assurance of salvation, I think, 100%. Is so comforting.
It's so
to know that no matter what I do, what I experience, you know, even if I am like Job and everything is stripped from my life, if I am marked by Jesus, I'm going to be okay.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
It's versus when you don't have that assurance, you know, there's kind of like a scariness of what could happen to you in the world, right? You don't have that security of Jesus. You have your own flesh and your own ability, which is not much.
Absolutely. And it's true because there's in our own strength, we kind of never done it, right? So if we're constantly trying to make sure that we're doing things correctly, that we would obtain eternal life, that's works, and we are saved by grace, not by our own. It's never our own doing.
Yeah, works are a fruit of salvation that come naturally, but they are not proof of, or they're not, what's the word I'm looking for?
It's not to gain.
It's not to gain salvation. They should be it should be happening, right? Like we're known by your fruits, right? The fruits of the Spirit. But that's not how you're saved. You're saved by surrender, grace, right? Confession. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
amen. I feel like we kind of veered, but
that we what?
Veered off.
Oh yeah, no, I definitely it's so crazy. Like just like any I feel like that was our last hangout too. Like any of our hangouts are just always like we we don't stay on track at all, but it's okay.
It's okay.
We pray that the Holy Spirit would take over. And so I believe that he's Amen. Already been faithful to do that.
Amen.
So yeah, that is good.
Yeah. But yeah. I guess back to like spiritual warfare.
Yeah, I think we'll let's touch base on that.
Yeah.
Because there are real battles. There is real effects to the sins and choices that we make.
Yeah, so like I gave an example of what spiritual warfare looks like that leads to sin, that right, could lead to sin.
Right.
But then there's also spiritual warfare.
There's a lot of effects. I feel like the Lord, mm-hmm. you know, the reason why, like the Lord's word and his instruction is for our own protection. So when we step outside of that, there we face consequences. And some of those consequences are psychological consequences where we're dealing with an inner mental battle now where we're going back and forth in our mind. And we're, you know, we're stressing out about certain things. And this is where anxiety builds up. And this is where fear builds up and doubt and worry and all these things that are not of God, right? Because we know that the Lord gives us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mm-hmm. mind. So it's like the moment that you are choosing to step out of God, out of the protection of God, he never intended for us to have these feelings, right? Once again, he gives us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind.
Right.
So the moment that we're, you know, turning away, we are going to start to battle the complete opposite of what the spirit that he gave us. It's mm-hmm. it's crazy. Yeah. There's psychological effects. There's mm-hmm. emotional effects, physical effects. Sometimes we get ill and sick for certain sins when we turn away from God and step outside of the protection of God.
Yeah.
There are so many different effects. There really truly is.
The enemy knows, you know, how powerful speaking truth is, right? And the transformation that Jesus can have through speaking the word of God and speaking truth. He despises it. Right? It's like a flashlight in a movie theater for him. Yeah. And so he's going to do anything in your life to tear that down. If you're doing the Lord's work, ministry, anything. Right? He's going to do whatever it takes to tear you down.
Do you guys hear that siren? I wonder if you can hear that. Everything is so spiritual. Everything is so spiritual. Like, it is not coincidence that we're in the middle of talking about this and you're hearing an ambulance.
Literally.
I'm like not even like it's truly so real, and it's just crazy. Like the Lord has been also placing this on my heart that he's coming back really, really soon. Yeah. And so like I don't think it's coincidence that we're here talking about the effects of sins and the consequences and all of those different things. Like the Lord is in the midst of this and this is just
1,000%. And so like I want you guys to also remember that there's ways to wage war against what the enemy is going to try and do, right? So evaluate your weaknesses. Go journal. What are the things that are most important to you, right? Those are often the things that the enemy is going to want to attack you with. If lust is a struggle for you, that's where he's going to get right? If it's loneliness, whatever it is for you, your insecurities, your biggest thorns in your flesh, right? Know what they are, write them down, because once you write them down, knowledge is power. Now we can know how we're going to fight against that. Okay, if it's isolation or loneliness, guess what? I was sick 2 weeks ago. Very different experience from being sick in March. I had people I was FaceTiming, talking to, texting, praying for me.
Yeah.
I chose to surround myself with people the way that I could while being sick instead of succumbing to the isolation and loneliness that the enemy would just love to plant in that moment.
Yeah.
So know what your weaknesses are and set up guardrails. No matter how extreme they seem, have accountability. Are you a part of a church? Are you part of a small group? Are you in community? Are you reading your word? Yes. What are you listening to? Evaluate your life, because the more of your flesh and worldliness that you're allowing in, the more foothold the enemy has.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Versus the more of Jesus that you're allowing to be poured into you, the stronger you are going to be to fight and to be aware. Oh, I feel the enemy coming. I see him coming here. I have authority through Jesus.
It's so true too. Cause we're one body. We're the body of Christ. So we have different strengths. So we really do need fellowship and community in order to, like, you know, one of my weaknesses is Tatiana's strength and vice versa.
Yeah.
So it's like, we really do like have to lean on one another.
Yeah.
We are one body. So we are all needed, you know, once again, we have different talents, different strengths, different purposes, and not one of them is lesser than the other. So it's like, they're all needed. And they all have different functions, mm-hmm. and just like we do in fellowship and in community. So 100%, it's super important that you have, you know, fellowship and a community, that a Christian community that you can turn to that would help you, you know, have that accountability. Yeah.
Cause when you're weak, the other person is strong for you, stands in the gap for you. Yes. The enemy hates that. He wants you alone.
Yes.
He wants your destruction.
I forgot what story it is in the Bible, but there's a story of, I think it's, there's two disciples who are running to the tomb of Jesus. Mm-hmm. One of them slows down or something like that, or he stops, and mm-hmm. the other one passes him. And it also shows us how, like, we're always going to be leaning on one another.
Yeah.
And okay, here it is. One of them makes it to the tomb, but he was afraid to enter the tomb. Mm. The other one was behind running, but he eventually caught up and he was the first one to enter the tomb. Mm-hmm. I have to find exactly what it is, what verse it is.
Yeah.
But it also just shows that, like, you know, some of us are going to stop in our faith, and the other one, he's the one that enters, and we follow their leading. So it's like, we really do need one another. Our circle matters.
Yes. You guys, when I started this year, I was fresh out of the breakup. I lost a community, my church, I lost friendships, even family. Oh my goodness. Yeah. When I tell you that I had to rely on my friends that love Jesus, I had nothing to offer. They carried me through that, praying over me, checking in on me, making sure I wasn't alone on a Saturday night. And you know what? It was so humbling and beautiful to see that that's what godly friendships are there for.
Absolutely.
Even in seasons where you can't give anything, real love, right, from Jesus, those friends, the right friends, are going to love you through that. They're going to hold space for you.
Absolutely. It's so important to have godly community.
Oh my goodness.
It's so, so important.
Yeah. And guess what happens? Eventually the Lord heals. 10 months later, oh my goodness, you guys, the Lord has healed my heart. Like, I am now able to pour into people again. He's able to use, you know, me. Even in my horrible year, the Lord is using it. And He's strengthening me.
Amen.
Yeah,
it's so true. Like, it's so true. Like, our hardest years, even our hardest seasons, mm-hmm. God is so, so close. And if God is so close, it's a good year. It's a good season. That's what I'm saying. Like, even when there's sin and there's things that, like, you know, maybe I wish my life didn't look like this, or whatever battles and things that we're facing, right? God is so close. And it's like, you know what? It's okay. It's okay.
Because it means it's right where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
It literally means that you're, like, in His will.
You're with Him. Literally. Yeah. Literally.
And even if we're suffering, if we're this close to Him, that's where we want to be. Because Absolutely. You know what? You could be living your best life and be so far from Him.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Yeah. It's so true. That's another thing that I kind of want to mention is that the moment that we start walking with God, now we're a threat to the enemy. So now, you know, we're going through these battles, and now we're enduring suffering in a different way that we hadn't had to do in the past. So this is also a true, this is what the walk of God is. You know, it's not always the easiest, right? That's why it's a narrow road, because nobody's going to choose to endure certain sufferings the way that Christ did. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, when we have the Lord with us, you know, He never promises it'll be easy, but He promises that He would be with us eternally.
Yeah.
And so
and He'll never leave us.
Yeah. So when we have Him, it's just like.
And it's so worth it, you guys. It's so worth it.
Yes.
You can be in the world enjoying your life, traveling, doing all the things. Amen. But if you don't have Jesus, you have nothing.
Amen.
It's still not fulfilling.
Amen. Maybe I would have never met Tatiana if it wasn't for the Lord.
If I didn't walk through all the suffering I did this year, I would not have met you.
It's so crazy. God is
I was
so
literally
faithful.
Scrolling through TikTok and, like, found her page about, like, you know, joining Christian girls in Chicago. And here
so
we
crazy.
Are.
So crazy. It is really so crazy how He works. He really uses everything.
And that. Also that's why He blesses obedience too. Like, He blesses obedience, you guys. I lost so many friends, and it's so painful and icky, but I knew that I needed Christian community. And so I was like, I got to put myself out there. I got to be intentional. And when you're obedient in the uncomfortable, He blesses you. And now I'm blessed with this beautiful friendship.
No, God is so, so faithful. God is so faithful. Yes. I was actually praying for, oh my goodness, Miss Ma'am.
This girl.
That I was actually praying to God about, godly friendships, like, it really is, like, such a way, like, you have to go to God in order to get the things of God, you know.
It's,
I could have gone out of my way and looked for other friends, you know, and I was like, no, God, I'm praying specifically for, like, a woman of God who knows You and wants to know You and wants to continue to grow and somebody that would have an understanding of the convictions that I have and yeah. their own walk with you. Yeah. You know, it has to be a personal walk. So
yes.
it's like, I was praying for all of these, and I actually prayed about this 3 years ago, and the Lord is answering it now.
That's beautiful.
And through like the community, yeah. like he's so faithful. Like the things that we forget about, God doesn't forget about. Like it's a prayer that I prayed about a long time ago.
Yeah.
And God was like, you know, I'm going to bring it, but in my timing, I have to prepare you to know more. So that way you guys would be able to have a sustainable friendship and everything. So it's like, you know,
that's
what?
So true.
Like your timing.
His timing is so perfect. And how we met this year now, so right? Perfect. Versus any God other so year. He's also such a specific God. Like he knows the desires of your heart. And like he knew, like I was literally looking for a friend that was even aligned with like certain giftings. And the fact that like I want to be a life coach, this girl's coaches women. Like I wanted like a similar aesthetic. When like it's dumb. That, she has a very similar aesthetic.
I was like, stop. You are my bestie.
It's so funny. So it's like the Lord cares about all the little things, you know?
He does.
He's just so good. Obey him, y'all. When you obey him, you will be so blessed.
He knows all the desires of your heart.
Yes.
God is so good.
Amen.
It's definitely hard being patient. But I think it is. The thing is too, is when you submit and you wait on God's timing, this is where you actually allow for him to prune you and shape you and to mold you to become more like him ultimately.
Yes.
And this, once again, it sets you up to steward over the things. Like, you know, now I can steward over this friendship.
Yeah.
And, you know, like it's built on God. God's in the midst of it, you know, where two or more are gathered in my name.
Yeah.
He's there in the midst of it. So it's like, it's another way of experiencing even God's love, just even in the midst of this. It's just, it's beautiful.
And just a little side point, Christian friendship, I don't even want, like Jesus loving friendship, it's so different, y'all. Like I love all my friends, love them. Yes. But there's something about a Jesus friendship that is just so fulfilling.
Pure. It's so pure.
Yes, you can be safe yourself.
It's so trusting.
Yes.
So there's God beauty in it. Not because of us, because God is in it. It's like, okay, I trust God, therefore I trust.
Yeah, so pray for those friendships. I'm still praying for those friendships, right? And the Lord is coming through. But I know a lot of y'all don't have those friendships and you want them. I'm right there with you. So pray for them. The Lord will come through. He will answer you in his timing.
Yeah. We covered so much today.
I know.
We really do bounce around. Like I was going to.
Listen, I could go all night if you let me.
I was going to put like, I don't know. You're going to have to help me come up with a title now for this episode because
I know.
I was going to put like something along the lines of the effects of spiritual warfare, but we talked about friendship.
Yeah.
We talked about different testimonies.
Yeah.
Different
we talked about grace
and grace.
Assurance of just so much.
Assurance of the Holy Spirit. We talked about salvation. Yeah. Literally so much. So it's going to be
anxiety. Yeah.
The longest title ever.
I know.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
But I think unless you have anything else that you would like to add.
No. Well, let me think for a second.
Yeah, right? I know. It's really going to take a moment. We're going to. Yeah.
That's good, though. Yeah.
God is so faithful. He's so good.
Yeah.
Definitely in the midst of it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to end the episode here. But thank you, Tatiana, for doing this and just
of
for being
course.
So amazing. And
of
I course. Think, thank you, Jesus, for Amen. Just making this happen and just for being in the midst of it. And He really had his way and, you know, he's so faithful. He
taught
us to do this and he's faithful to do it through us. And so I thank you, Lord, for just everything that you've done. And
can I pray us out?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time, God. Thank you for this episode. I thank you for every single person listening and viewing this, God. You know their stories. You know their hearts. You know their trauma, God. You know what they're walking through, what kind of day they had today, God. I pray that you would show up for this person viewing this right now, Jesus. I pray that they would feel your presence, Holy Spirit. I pray for transformation in their lives. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would help them to be obedient in what you're calling them to do, God. I pray that you would remove anxiety and shame and the things that are not of you in their life, Jesus. I pray for breakthrough and freedom in their lives and abundant joy, Jesus. I pray that they would taste and see how good you are, God, how you're worth it, how the narrow path is worth it, how you don't have to be perfect to walk it because of your grace.
Amen.
I thank you, Jesus, for these comforting truths, God. And I pray, Lord, for just a supernatural peace to fall over everyone that's watching or listening to this, God, that you would stir their hearts, God, that they would draw near to you as a result of listening to these truths, Jesus. We love you so, so much. We surrender everything to you. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, guys. This was awesome.
Yes.
I also have TikTok, so I'm going to y'all want to follow me?
Yes. I'm going to
let me know.
I'm going to put it in the description.
I love talking about just faith, lifestyle, heartbreak, healing, all the things. So yes. If y'all want to follow me, feel free.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Yes. I'm going to put all of your stuff in the description.
Awesome. Okay.
Follow my friend.
Yes. Thank you, Jaylene.
Follow her.
Love you, girl.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Love you with the love of Christ. Bye. God bless.
Bye.